With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Excessive heat is a killer, and at present that killer is stalking a wide swath of the Southwest.
Forecasters are warning residents to be ready for dangerously hot conditions, with highs expected to top 110 degrees in Las Vegas and Phoenix. The National Weather Service says that much of an area stretching from southeast California to central Arizona will see its hottest weather since last September. Record daily highs could occur across the region, with the hot temperatures lasting several days with no real relief at night. The unseasonably hot weather is expected to make its way into parts of the Pacific Northwest by the end of the week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Voters in Arizona will decide whether to make it illegal to cross the border and make it a state crime.
On Tuesday, Republicans in Arizona's House of Representatives passed a resolution placing the Secure the Border Act on November's ballot. If voters decide to make the measure law, it would allow state and local police to make border crossing arrests. The act also includes harsher penalties for bringing fentanyl into the country.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, in the Middle East,
a gunman has been captured by Lebanese soldiers after attempting to attack the American embassy near Beirut. A Lebanese security official tells the AP there were four assailants in all, including one who drove the gunman to the site and three others who opened fire. The Lebanese military, in a statement, says soldiers shot an assailant who they only described as a Syrian national. The gunman was wounded and taken to a hospital.
And that's correspondent Charles Della Desma. Their ranks shrinking with each passing year. There are D-Day veterans, many of them centenarians, visiting France, ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the landings. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 72 points higher. This is SRN News. Spain's government has proposed a law to protect children from online threats.
Public concern in Spain has grown after a string of cases of sexual violence and abuse linked to the internet. The prime minister has said his country is facing an authentic pandemic of pornography targeted at minors. A proposed bill would modify the criminal code to create specific crimes for sharing pornographic material with minors and the creation of deepfake images using artificial intelligence. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Indiana Department of Health's report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to a year earlier. Under the state's law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances, such as saving the life of the mother. Indiana became the first state to ban abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. This is SRN News. California Republican Vince Fong is sworn in as Kevin McCarthy's replacement in Congress.
Representative Vince Fong was sworn into the House on Monday, filling the seat of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy for the remainder of the term. Fong won a special election in California's 20th congressional district last month against Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau, handing the House GOP a two-vote margin over Democrats as Republicans attempt to keep their razor-thin majority in the chamber. He will fill McCarthy's seat for the rest of his term, which runs through January, though he will vie for a full two-year term in November's election. Fong will face up against Boudreau again in the fall after they both advanced from a regularly scheduled primary earlier this year. In the March primary for the full-term race, Fong shored up about 42% of the vote, while Boudreau scored about 26%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In battle, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez announcing plans to stand for re-election in November as an independent, facing Democrat Congressman Andy Kim and Republican businessman Curtis Bashaw, who won their primaries. SRNnews.com.